Hey, you're listening to Apostates on the Fringe, the Atheist Leftist podcast, talking about current events and sponsored by Atheist Society of Knoxville. We're your hosts. I'm Alistair.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Sam.
And what are you drinking? And wait, that's not a beer.
Water.
What is that?
I'm drinking water.
Oh, what did you do to yourself to only drink water today? You can't raw dog reality like this. We talk about depressing shit on this show, and like, you can't just do it sober. What's wrong with you,
Al? I just didn't want to drink.
Whatever. So I found, you know, I'm a can art whore, and this one intrigued me. It's from the Crosstown Brewing Company out of Memphis, because Memphis makes good beer. It's called Lucky Chompers. It's a Helles lager, kind of just a light lager. Not bad, 5.5%. Nothing too crazy like what I've had previously. It's got a bunch of squirrels on it. I don't know.
A bunch of squirrels.
I love it.
Does it taste like squirrel?
It does not taste like... You know what? Okay. I haven't ate squirrel. You know, I know I live
in
Tennessee.
Tennessean.
I know, yeah. I live in Tennessee. Well, I've never eaten like the
I don't think I have either.
The only critter I think I've ever had was like some rabbit in some sort of soup that
I've had rabbit, but not squirrel.
Rabbit's not that weird, actually.
No. And what you got? Still the same old shit, or you just got a mix and match
thing? They're nothing special, though. This is just a Newcastle. And
I like Newcastle.
A siren.
The siren I did like. The siren, I should pick that up again because that was one of the good ones.
It's light and drinkable.
Quick housekeeping notes for those who aren't on Facebook or don't follow on Facebook. I do apologize for those that may have gotten duplicate episodes for episode 76. I migrated to a service that allows me to basically write the show notes easier for the RSS feed, and I could actually schedule that. Previously, I was manually creating that, and I had to actually come in this computer room and upload the file on Sunday at like 12:45 to push to the podcast players. Now this new service would allow me to just schedule everything when I wrap up the episode on the editing. So no more like late releases, hopefully, because there's sometimes I've been, you know, away from the house, and I didn't get home till 3 or 4 and, you know, launch it late. So it should be more of a standard release around the 1 p.m. time when it pushes out. But there may have been some... During the migration, there was some fuckery between people that had different podcast players, not Spotify, outside of Spotify. I know I had duplicates, Stephanie had duplicates. But that's all I had. So going forward, it should be easier for myself and more regularity on when those get released.
Nice.
Al, I woke up this morning to a very unfortunate picture that you sent me with no context.
Which one was this?
That was Tommy Lee. That was
Tommy Lee.
That was Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
I want to know how in this world.
Did you see that first?
I'm not on Facebook.
Oh my God.
I get unbanned tomorrow and I'm probably going to get
the
banned.
The post is gone. The post is gone.
Oh, fuck, and I didn't screenshot it.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Send it to Sam real quick. Let him see.
I've seen Tommy Lee's dick before, and I watched the Pam and Tommy TV show, which was actually pretty good.
He just fucking posted it all over on Facebook.
And so I want you to look at the timestamp on the hours list here. I did send that to you. Look at the timestamp. Now, I did revisit this, but at the time that I woke up to this, and I was like, just getting ready for work, and then I'm like, oh, I got a message from Al, and that's a dick, and it was on Facebook.
He said, oops.
oops, like, not, here's my dick. And he was, keep in mind, there's 11,700 reactions, there were thousands upon thousands of comments, and it stays up there, and I'm like, where is Facebook's community guidelines?
At least 7 hours it was up there.
It was eight. Because when I got to it, it was around 8 hours. And I'm like, where the fuck are the community guidelines on this one, Facebook? Because you'll ban a
motherfucker. I get banned for saying pine cone.
Someone else had said the same pine cone. Yeah, no, Al wasn't the only one. There was someone else on there that had, like, where his bitch was like, hold on, he can rock out with his cock out, yet I get banned for saying pine cone?
What is even the...
It's funny because I was bitching to Dustin.
No one should be on Facebook. We'll get into other reasons.
That should be right next.
But no one should be on Facebook. I'm over on Twitter. He could post his dick on Twitter, and it would be within the guidelines. You can show dick on Twitter. So who cares?
No, I don't. It's not that he did that. It's just that the blatant, like, where are the community guidelines?
Well,
like,
how long do you think? If I showed my dick on Twitter, how long?
It'd be gone so quick. You know they have algorithms to catch on nudity.
There should be.
That's why you can post, like, there's certain pictures that you can post that are just mostly skin tone, and Facebook will yank it down, calling it nudity.
Facebook is responsible for the deterioration of democracy. They elected Trump. They really helped Trump win.
I mean,
they are a conservative platform. Fuck them. Fuck everything about Facebook.
The division.
And Meta.
The division in the country is absolutely 100%. Facebook.
Social media driven, but primarily through Facebook.
It's mostly Facebook.
Yeah, they didn't have they weren't doing. Actually, they were pushing. I mean,
they were pushing that product out.
And if you looked at anything that we'd had episodes, a couple episodes where we had shown how much during like when bots were removed, like during when Russia was banned, like it was no longer the top. They weren't pushing the top 10 like Republican people or posts anymore because those bots were gone. But now they're back in full force, I'm sure, somewhere. But yeah, they were by and large the majority of content gets reacted to or posted, which that's what Facebook wants. They've always wanted just the reactions. That's probably why they let this up for whatever, because of all the reactions and comments and shit. It was driving people to their platform.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has 100% drove, and it's still driving the political divide in this country. But that's not the worst thing that Facebook is really in my mind this week, is because people thought that they could trust the messenger service that Facebook uses.
Oh, yeah, that fuckery.
And that's not a thing you could do.
Okay, but like, what's going around is not quite what happened with that. A lot of people are saying that the warrant was to get information about the abortion. That's not what it was about. It was about the fact that they tried to burn the fucking remains. And that was found out. So they were the warrant didn't even say anything. They thought it was a stillborn child. Mm-hmm. It didn't say anything about, you know, abortion, self-induced abortion, anything like that. They found the remains of a charred stillborn baby, what they thought, and they were trying to get information on that.
Yeah, from what I read, the original warrant or subpoena, the request for data did not mention abortion. In fact, Meta came out and said as much. But what I want to point out, though, is that it is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a secure platform. In fact, it's stored in plain text.
Talk to any activist. We've been screaming this for years. Don't fucking talk about shit on Facebook.
Don't talk about shit on Facebook through especially even on Messenger. Now, they claim you can make this conversation secret, and that would make it encrypted end-to-end. But that's not enabled by default. So do not. In fact, we advocate for Signal. I like Signal more than any other app.
If you're going to engage in illegal activity, especially on the level of a fucking felony, don't fucking talk about it through any kind of electronic communication, period.
Yeah, send a letter.
I mean, that's kind of how Trump has kind of skirted things. He doesn't really, for the most part, he doesn't have, you know, communications. You know, he doesn't send emails. He doesn't. It's just phone calls only.
I have certain things I don't talk about through text.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like,
but especially if you're trying, now, in this case, it was they tried to abort at 23 weeks, and it was Nebraska, I think, whatever state, I think it was, their limit is 20 weeks. So the investigation was actually back in April. This is before even Roe v. Wade was overturned, or even that the leak had happened, but that's when the investigation started, when, like you said, they thought it was just a stillbirth that they were just trying to get rid of that without, I don't know, going to a doctor even, or anything like that. And so apparently, it all started, which the shittiest part of this was not only kind of how, you know, just Facebook's like, here's the data that, you know, we store in plain text. But, like, her friend saw her take one of the pills and then alerted the police. What a piece of shit. Don't snitch on your friends. Like, that's a shitty thing to do.
Well, that's not much of a friend. That's why we don't have conservative friends.
Are you dying over there?
I am.
Yeah, now I smell why you're not drinking.
I mean, I do that every night, though.
But yeah, don't use Facebook Messenger. A lot of this was initially on misreported that Facebook, you know, gave this information out to help, you know, to help the police identify this person who got an abortion.
Facebook has always honored subpoenas for information. Just like Google. That's one of the reasons a lot of activists will go for iPhones over, like, other Androids, because fucking they'll give off information. Apple will fucking fight it. Apple is actually a lot better about privacy stuff.
I mentioned the iOS 16 has a new feature that completely locks out law enforcement access to the device. So they're, you know, I'm not going to be like a corporate shill for Apple, but if your main concern is privacy, that is going to be your best option.
We all have to have fucking phones nowadays.
That is true. Yeah.
Like if you're going to have one, I guess some people do the BlackBerry route, but
are those even still around? You know, my old
not
boss.
BlackBerry. The Pi.
The Raspberry Pi. So
Raspberry Pi.
They make
think.
Phone? They can make a phone? I don't think so.
Sending it
no?
right.
That doesn't
okay.
make sense
what
to me.
Okay.
No, no, no. But my old boss is just, he loved that old fucking like letter keyboard style thing. Like, he won't let go of that. I do kind of miss physical buttons in a sense, whereas it's easier to text when I'm not looking. But I do like the adaptability of the new phones is better. I'm never going back to that ever again.
I mean, if something happens with the technology and all we have,
what we roll back.
What are you going to do?
We roll back because of chip shortages and yeah. shit.
Chip shortages.
I don't know, didn't the U.S. just like sign this new like chip action thing to create more chips in the United States? I think so. Like this, hey guys, Biden has had a good fucking week.
I mean, like,
yeah, let's go, Brandon.
If everything goes to absolute shit, like fucking the white nationalist goes towards all the infrastructure and shit. There's a collapse of society. Are we still gonna have fucking smartphones?
Well, we'll have the two cups and a string. That's
yeah,
something like that. No, but rolling
pigeons.
On. Do what now?
Pigeons.
I will 100% do carrier pigeons. I'm down for that. No, but this week Biden has conversely. Not Trump. He's had a bad week. We'll get into that later. But Biden's had a pretty good week in passing his agenda.
Yeah, Brandon.
So he signed into law the PACT Act. And now what I want to point out during that is before he signed that law, as a little speech beforehand, he took time to acknowledge someone else that helped and did a lot of the work. And that was John Stewart. John Stewart, who I mentioned before last week, has been a huge advocate for military benefits. And who was hounding these senators. And Biden took the steps to say, we couldn't have done this without you. And I was watching this. I was just thinking, like, if this was the former guy would not give any kind of credit to anyone but himself. Look what I did. I thought that was kind of great and nice of Biden to acknowledge the work that John Stewart had done to get this money.
Way to go, Brandon. You're the best president of my life.
Next one up. So with Sinema and Manchin on board, the Senate has passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which will head back to the House for passage, and as long as there's no changes, this thing will go through. This is an outstanding bill. I've talked about it twice, whereas it will provide health care. It'll cap out-of-pocket expenses for Medicare recipients to $2,000. Right now, that's up to upwards of $5,300. These people on Medicare that can't afford, they're on limited income. It caps their insulin at 35. Now, what the Republicans did, though, to strip from this bill that also helps the climate and other things I'll get into in a second, they decided that the 59% of Americans who rely on insulin to live should not get that same $35 cap. Only Medicare recipients. So they voted against capping insulin prices at $35. This is the party that is the pro-life party. Yeah.
Republicans are evil. Every fucking one of
them. I don't understand how they are
evil.
Fucking corporate pharmaceutical shills. Then that's why they're lambasting this bill.
This,
like, it's
going
to hurt the
Blackburn was one of them.
Both Hagerty and Blackburn both voted against
capping
insulin.
I bet
there's
a lot of Tennesseans that need insulin because they're not healthy people around
now,
here.
Now, this is a drug that you have to have to fucking survive. And I don't understand, like, why we live in a society, or why we happily live in a society where we allow companies to and profit massively off of a drug that people need to stay alive.
I know
evil,
why.
Evil
I know
is,
why.
Evil.
It's because we've been force-fed capitalism and consumerism since we were born.
It's kind of disgusting to think that a company would rather line their pockets than knowing that the product that was probably helped publicly funded anyways to get out they need it to live. They absolutely need this to live. And they're just like, they didn't Farmer Bro like jack up that shit years ago to like massive amounts?
It's a lot of the drugs that people depend on to live are the most expensive ones.
Because they need them to live.
Right.
They're drug dealers. They're the
it's
same
supply
as
and demand.
It's
the demand for these drugs are going to be higher because your life depends on them.
But it's,
so we're going to make these higher.
It's the same as hooking someone
need,
on a legal drug.
How much is it for a prescription of like hydrocodone?
Yeah, I don't think it was that much.
Anytime I've needed painkillers for something, it's relatively cheap.
It was relatively cheap. Last time I had oral surgery, they prescribed that to me, got it. It was relatively inexpensive. It's surely not as much as a life-saving drug that people need to stay alive. And when people try to, if anyone listening to the show, you hear someone say, oh, the parties are the same, just know that one party by themselves voted to cap, against capping insulin, a life-saving drug, or sorry, a life-requiring drug, they voted against it.
Not surprised one single bit.
More on the bill, though. Huge credits towards, like, electric vehicles. $7,500 tax credit for purchase of a new vehicle, and I think up to $4,000 for a used vehicle. And these America First fuckers who are voting against this bill requires that these vehicles be their final manufacturing place take place in North America. Now, they could be Mexico, but there are good things in this bill that help Americans and will bring in $700 billion in revenue through higher taxes of corporations and lowering the cost of drugs. This is a good bill. This is a great thing for the Biden administration, and that Manchin, Chuck Schumer, everyone worked out. Sinema finally got on board. I do hope that those two get fucking voted out, though, and we get some less centrist people. But I think Biden has had a great week, and I hope this kind of propels and saves the, you know, the polls aren't looking good for the midterms for the House, looking a little bit better for the Senate, but if we lose the House, nothing will get fucking done.
Oh my God, can we talk about fucking Knox County elections?
Yeah.
And how fucking close some of those races
yeah,
were.
Yeah, I'm done it's sucking Biden's dick first. I'm just saying these are good bills.
Yeah. I'm skeptical of anything that gets bipartisan support because there's something in there that's going to fuck people. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gotten the Republican support.
Manchin made sure to throw in there, because he's a coal fucking baron, some make sure to get new lands for drilling and shit like that. Yeah. So, yeah, you're not wrong. It's not a perfect bill. It's not a perfect bill, but it is. Like they're estimated to reduce the greenhouse gas or the emissions back to 40% below 2005 levels even. So it's a good bill.
That's great if it wasn't already too late.
Yeah. But, yeah, we recorded on Election Day last week, and ultimately we were fucking disappointed.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no hope for this fucking state or country.
One school board seat is a good one. That's it.
Like, I mean...
Catherine Pike got, I think it was District 4 school, but it was looking at the numbers that depressed me, because some of them were like, we needed 100 and something more voters. That's fucking it. And I don't even think looking at the fucking total number of voters, it wasn't that. There's still a lot of people who aren't out there fucking voting.
So low turnout. Like, I can't believe the low turnout
it's all these liberals and leftists that say, oh, there's no point in voting. I'm a moderate. I don't vote. Oh, I don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils. These fuckers.
Another thing is that they label them as primaries, even though there were some primaries, but there was also an election for local.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing on all that.
First off, this election, Tennessee we already had a primary, then we have this one, but most people expect generals to be in November. This election schedule is fucked up.
They did that on purpose.
Most people don't expect three fucking elections in a year.
Like
we usually have two.
Yeah.
And I don't think most people even knew anything was going on in August, or the, like, or both of them, August and the primary.
And they threw it on a Thursday instead of a Tuesday.
Yes, that one too.
This also threw me off. So what got me is that's why, like, Stephanie gave me shit because I kept calling it a primary. She's like, no, it's the general for Knoxville, but they tied it in with the state primary. And so when Knoxville says go vote in the primaries, and then we're like, you see a normal liberal or Democrat, they're like, well, no Democrats are even running, or the Republicans are running unopposed. They don't go vote and vote against fucking Glenn Jacobs. Now, that being said, his victory was reduced to 55% versus 66%.
I mean, there was actually although,
but it wasn't enough.
We didn't see what we needed to see here. But we did see something, like with a couple of them. I think it was maybe Catherine Bikes, or it was Testerman, I think, who spent more money, but she lost. There were several Republican candidates, and that's usually what does it. Like, one of them had something like ridiculous, $100,000 he threw towards his campaign, and his opponent spent $30,000.
Glenn Jacob didn't have to do jack shit.
No, he didn't.
Well, no, he didn't. But his percentage went down, though.
Yes,
he went from, like, 64 to 55.
And what does that matter?
It's a trend.
64 to 55, if it does that next turn.
But it won't. It's going to plateau off. I showed you the quote, like, literally, two Republicans, Tennessee legislators commented on my post. But they're wrong. No, that will plateau off. Unless we have another mass die-off, we need a lot more. Get that COVID out there, people. We need a lot more to kill these fuckers off.
I'm gonna fight you with this. I'm with Al on this one. I think it's trending in a good direction.
I think it's going to plateau off.
That's possible. That is possible, but I'm looking at the trend right now, and when you have the popularity, like Glenn Jacobs is still stupid popular in Knoxville, and with the fuckery they pulled off with the selection and how they label it and the odd day they did it, I still think that's a good sign that it went from what it did to 55%. I think that's a great sign. Will it plateau? Possibly, but I'm gonna, you know, while I'm fucking mad that we didn't get out of office this week, because he's been a fucking travesty this week following the Trump raid stuff.
Yeah,
but
he's a fascist. He is a, like, our mayor is a Nazi, and our sheriff is a Nazi.
Let's talk
about
that.
Most of the people running Knoxville are literal white, fat, white supremacists. They're fascists.
Let's talk about that.
They're running our fucking country.
Let's talk about that town hall. Let's talk about that town hall thing that Glenn Jacobs and what's the fucking sheriff's name? Spangler. Yeah, Tom Spangler. I don't know that they were initially, like, scheduled to attend. I think someone just created this flyer because it's at a fucking barn. And I actually looked up the public records to find out who was hosting it, but it's owned by the real estate, like, agent right now. That's how it's listed.
He acted dumb.
Founders Alliance is the group that started the event. And I went and looked, and Founders Alliance has, like, two other groups associated with them. One of them straight up says our mission is to put to make the U.S. government Christian, like it was intended to be.
Oh,
So yeah, like they intended great group. It to be. Yeah,
yeah. So they put out this flyer that made its way to Reddit and kind of made its way around where they like to discuss the civil unrest in the neighborhoods.
They're talking about us.
Did you see where they put the D on their neighborhoods?
They're talking about us.
They are talking about us.
Yeah, they were. But so many of us were planning on going. I'm really sad.
They're
going to
do it. They're going to do it.
Yeah, they
canceled
it.
They're going to make sure it's
That's. I'm pretty sure. Like somebody's like, due to the outcry. I'm like, I don't think it had anything to do with the outcry. I'm like, it was a private event. They canceled it because it was no longer private. We were all going.
I was actually planning. It's like, I don't want to get up early on the weekend, but I can't miss this shit.
It was already on my calendar.
I was going to go. I was like, I'll go with Al. I was like, I know Al's going, and I'm tired of Al coming back with stories, and I want to be there too. And so I was going to go, and I was like, well, fuck, they canceled it. But
As soon as I realized, because I put it in the calendar, I was going to go. Then I started looking into who was behind it. And then it was supposed to be private, a private event. And at that point, I'm like, they're either going to move it quietly or it's going to get canceled, but this event's not going
to happen. I wonder if Glenn Jacobs would have even shown up to that event.
I'm sure he was.
I think he would have. I think Spangler would have too.
Yeah, they're trying to cause a war here in Knoxville, and it's going to happen eventually.
Well,
we're just here to tell you every week about how the world is ending and we're descending into fascism and everyone's poison now. Are we going to get to that?
We'll get to that eventually, but we're still some Knoxville news because Randy Boyd with his little stadium that they've started construction on and fucking up traffic downtown in Old City with oddly placed, misplaced roadblocks has decided to expand the tax district. To further and help fund the development of the stadium, while also loaning money that I'm sure he will get a substantial amount of interest from when he expects Knoxville to pay that back. The stadium that we have just constantly lamented on about how no one in fucking Knoxville wants, they've pushed back.
All the baseball fans do.
No, you know what? No, not even on like the fucking idiot centric
all the
WBIR comments. They all no one there. Like, you get the occasional person. Will bring people to Knoxville.
Yeah, the fucking idiots that think people are going to come to Knoxville for baseball. It gets them. They're capitalists. They're fucking morons that think that's how business works.
It was like one person or two.
Some personally. They're fucking capitalist simps.
Stop knowing them. But the majority of people, nobody in Knoxville, by and large, wants this fucking thing. It's going to fuck up everything that we hold. You know, what we call the old city is no longer going to be the old city. They've already started it. They've already started fucking it up, and now there's going to be a new hotel there. Like, it's already fucked up. I'm over it, but now they're passing on that cost to us through our taxes to fund the stadium that nobody wants, that is just a fucking money laundering bit to enrich fucking Randy Boyd, who owns like half of Knoxville anyways. So I'm fucking over it, and it's going to fuck with us, our meetup, for months to come, if not years, because they pushed back the completion date, citing, you know, construction delays.
It's going to cost supplies. Too much to build right now, so.
They don't even know. They don't have a final cost on it right now. They don't even have a final cost.
They don't care, because it's just a fucking jerk off to the... Knoxville's destroyed. That's why I think it's going to level off, because this is a Republican stronghold, and it's making me want to move. If I have an option to get the fuck out of this city, I'm taking it. Like, I'm done with this town. This town, this state, is fucking trash. I have no love for Knoxville anymore. I'm breaking up, and I'm stuck here now.
I feel like I'm only stuck here because I started, like, when like, Roe was struck, and I'm starting to see all this other shit, and the more divisive, like, the more hatred, the more... calls to civil war, but from the far right extremists and now even public figures on the far right, in light of the Trump thing, I started looking up like places in what I would consider like safer places for a left-leaning person. And man, it's so much more expensive to live in those places.
But the rent here is jerking up, and they're increasing the property tax and the price. We're getting there. That was one of the only reasons, like in my early 20s, everyone had the thought, I'm going to get out of this town. I knew a lot of people who got out, and they eventually came back because everything else is more expensive than here. But, you know, to pay a little more money to have, I don't know, human rights.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And to not be surrounded by literal fascist assholes. I mean, I don't think that we're ever going to win here in Knoxville. I think that if you want to die fighting, which if I'm stuck here, I'll die fighting. But I'm going to take the way out as soon as I see it. Illinois is the closest place that actually has rights.
Yeah, but you know, I'm torn on the will they plateau or will they ultimately win. But when I'm just looking at the sheer numbers of who didn't vote in this election versus what I know the population of fucking Knoxville and surround and Knox County is,
apathy is a weapon, and they've used it.
I've seen more people vote on fucking polls on a news article in Knoxville than actually voted in this election.
It's all part of their strategy to make sure people don't vote, and it works. It fucking works.
And here we are.
And then we have a little a fascist wrestle mayor who's a literal Nazi. And that's how you get it. You make people you make people apathetic on the other side. It doesn't matter if nobody fucking votes.
Trump's had a fun week.
Trump's had a fucking awesome week. That's why when I was talking about how Biden had such a great week, I was comparing and contrasting to everything that dropped this week about Trump. Now, obviously, the big thing was the FBI warrant, but that's overshadowed all the other things that happened this week, that a court ruled that Congress gets his fucking taxes. Mm-hmm. The appeals court, that he's been fighting this whole thing. You know, like, you remember, he's such a fucking hypocrite. He bothers me. Oh, when they're done with the audit, I'll release my taxes. But he's been fighting tooth and fucking nail to release for the taxes to be released to Congress, not even the public, just to Congress. And this week, an appeals court ruled that Congress can get them. Now, short of an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, they will get those. This week, Letitia James had him in for a deposition. This is the investigation. This is a civil suit, not criminal. This is a civil suit into his, basically, how he valued his assets, how he defrauded to get all his properties to defraud.
I read he pled the fifth over 450 times.
Almost 450 times he pled the fifth. The only time he did not plead the fifth was when he affirmed his name as Donald J. Trump.
Remind me when he said that only criminals plead the fifth.
In fact, someone, this group, did a supercut. It was about a minute and 13 long with about 6 or 7 instances where he's just decrying people pleading the fifth.
It's been the tactic of the right this whole time. Since January 6th, that's been their only fucking tactic. Just plead the fifth. Plead the fifth for fucking everything.
But the best part is, though, this isn't criminal. This is a civil suit. So the jury in a civil suit gets to weigh in and decide on him playing the fifth as a factor. Now, you can't do that in criminal, but in a civil suit, the prosecutor in that case can say he did plead the fifth in this and refused to answer our questions, and the jury, when deciding this civil lawsuit that could potentially be brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, they can weigh that against him and affirm with the evidence that he more than likely did commit this crime and should be, I guess, face damages.
We saw, like, what's happened, like, with fucking Alex Jones, for one, the Unite the Right trial. All of those guys did the whole pleading the fifth through their deposition. It did not work in their favor. None of it has not. Those were all civil suits. They all got fucking penalized millions of dollars. It did not help them in any way, shape, or form. So,
I think his strategy here, though, is because he's facing such an onslaught of shit. I mean, next up, we still have Georgia, and Georgia's going after him and his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And then we have the congressional hearings on the January 6th. He's facing multiple congressional hearings, civil suits, and potential criminal charges from Attorney General, let alone this new raid from the FBI with Merrick Garland's Justice Department. I think he almost had to plead the fifth, because if he says anything in that civil suit, they can use that against him criminally in any everything around him. So I kind of understand why he did that, because he's such a criminal piece of shit and he can't stop criming. But it's just, it's so funny that when you compare and contrast the years of him saying, oh, don't plead the fifth, and then 450 fucking times he pleads the fifth.
I want to talk about his reaction, or the reaction overall, from that raid.
I want to talk about the hilarity. I love it when our enemies fight. It's the fucking best. And Republicans hate the FBI now. And I'm go at them.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene was all over Twitter, defund the FBI, which is funny because
law and order.
Like, yeah, the left is like we've been saying shit like this for a while, but like now they're all bad. But the thing is like, these aren't rational people. They don't. Their reaction is not in any way rational, and they have this platform that they're using to reach other irrational people. And today in Cincinnati, you have a man who tried to get into the FBI headquarters there.
Fired a fucking nail gun into the building. He filed a nail gun.
It is hilarious.
He had an AR, though, but yeah.
Who cares if you guys, the FBI
this,
agents?
This has just been released. You're going to be completely shocked by this.
Okay.
Everybody's sitting down. You ready?
I'm sitting down.
You ready? The gunman has ties to J6.
I'm shocked. Shocked, I say.
Like I said, like, I love when my enemies fight each other. Win-win. You either kill a fucking insurrectionist or you kill some fucking cops.
My only problem is that
Mulder and Scully are included in ACAB, by the way.
My only problem with this, Sam, is that this isn't him targeting an FBI agent. This is him targeting a building where janitors work, where
other people work.
So that's my issue with this.
Do cop janitor's count.
Now, currently, like, the current situation of it, where it's like, apparently, the fucking gunfire is still going back. They have them isolated.
Oh, wait, it's still going on?
Yeah, I think
this
it's
was like
still
6
going
hours
on.
Ago.
Yeah, I mean, from
love
what I'm
to
seeing,
see
it seems...
I hope somebody dies.
I haven't seen that they've got him yet. It says that he may have been shot, but there he has body armor on.
Win-win!
But yeah,
folks.
This current situation, it's just him and the cops, and yeah, I'm with Sam here. Like, this part's okay.
But the rhetoric from the right is kind of alarming in terms of how they're pitting, and they've done this all the time. I knew you wanted to talk about Trump's response, but because Trump does what he always does.
I meant the overall. He set it up by doing the witch hunt thing, which got his followers out there, like Marjorie Taylor Greene out there with Twitter too. Every time they do the witch hunt and make it like this is politically motivated,
right. And I want to
talk
about
that. All that is doing is fueling these people who do have a lot of fucking guns.
Number two.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that because they claim it's politically motivated, but only when it doesn't benefit them and it's targeted against them. Like they always, like, Trump has always had this.
Let's talk about the law that he passed.
Trump is
right.
We will. But Trump has always had this throughout his entire campaign and presidency where if anything happens against him, it's because you know, he's this outsider. He, you know, he's here to drain the swamp, and they don't like that. They don't want that. So he's a martyr. You know, he's turned himself into a martyr to these people, and they think that justice is partisan. That's, they absolutely believe that justice is a partisan thing, that he can't possibly commit crimes. No one is above the law. Merrick Garland came out today and said that he personally authorized this, and you know that they had to have some rock solid fucking evidence to pull the, to even attempt this.
They had to, and like
I think that what they have is so apparently he took some documents out of the White House when he left. I think he took government secrets and he's been selling them.
That's what, and in fact, the agency that is investigating it. It seems like that's what they're looking
for. Like, he is a traitor, and he did a lot of his presidency was to help Putin. I wouldn't be surprised if he's selling it to Russia or other enemies of ours. The other thing that I saw, this is kind of a funny, but they think some people think that he buried some of the evidence with his ex-wife, and that's why.
I saw that.
That's why 10 people.
I saw some of that speculation.
But the thing is even like all he has to do is tell his followers that he did nothing wrong. And if evidence comes out that he did, like the Merrick Garland said today, he's trying to get the fucking warrant.
The record's unsealed.
Yeah.
The warrant unsealed.
And Trump has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to contest it.
He's 100%
he's going to.
There's no way he wants that out.
Because he does not.
Well, that's the thing.
Because he can't play the martyr.
You can't. When the evidence is spelled out in front of you, you can't. But the thing is they won't fucking look at it. He will say something else about it. He will say it's lies. And they will believe it's all lies. They will find a way for it to, like, the conspiracy theories will start against it. And they'll find a way to prove it wrong because of this number and this number on the document. Because that's the stupid fucking shit they do.
But I think Trump is 100% going to object because he can't play the game he's playing right now if that gets out. He cannot play that fucking game.
But the judge doesn't have to approve it. The judge... He can oppose it,
right?
But the judge can say no. We're
given the gravity of the situation and the political unrest and how you publicly lambasted this and your statements publicly. Absolutely, this is all on the judge. That would, because you know, if Trump, and I said this before, not on the show, but to you guys individually, if Trump had evidence, physical evidence showing that this was a politically motivated just witch hunt and they didn't know what they're looking for, he has the copy of the warrant. And the other record that they leave behind, that he can, on his own volition and at his own will, post that publicly and say, uh-huh. Look at this witch hunt they're doing. They don't even know what they're looking for. They didn't spell out a true crime. They have to itemize what they took, what they looked for, and what crime they suspected of committing. And had that, if none of that
and
was
he knows.
Rock solid, he knows that too. That's why he can't post it, because then he can't play his fucking game. And everyone else that's publicly supporting him, they know that too. Now, I saw this hit piece that... while they're publicly supporting it, because you kind of have to in this Trump world where, you know, you look at who's winning these primaries, these Trump-backed MAGA people, is that behind the scenes, they're hoping, you know, even Mitch McConnell back when Trump was getting impeached the second time, he said silently behind closed doors, according to a new book, they're like, oh, the Democrats are going to take him out for us. Like Trump is damaged goods to the GOP and they know it, but they still need him as long as he's still capable of being a candidate. Now, if he's behind bars, that's going to be a different story. But they don't... I think a lot of them, you know, 50% of most Republicans think that Trump is too damaged to win the election in 2024. They don't want him running. But I think now that he's going to... I said before he wasn't going to. With this rate and how it has more polarized this nation and given him a boost in fucking, like, the anger because everyone's... All these people are like, that's their rage. The FBI is fucking corrupt.
You know the funniest one that's really angry at this? The writer of Dilbert, because everyone's making comments that Dilbert's going to be strapping on a bomb next time.
Wait, what?
The creator of the comic Dilbert, you know, the little nerdy...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been saying insurrectionist shit, and people making fun of him has been hilarious to me, saying that.
Trump's... All this witch hunt stuff has led to someone dying already. And it's been, what, days? But, yeah. The Cincinnati attacker, he was killed by police about 30 minutes ago. They announced it. Okay. So
just hours after him announcing the raid, there's people like the Lock and Load post on the Donald was one of the most, you know, heavily upvoted and commented on. These people are gearing up, and now you have
even... What would that person be like if Trump had never run for office? Like, that guy may have a fucking normal-ass fucking life.
He'd still be a piece of shit.
You know how many people wouldn't be in jail for January 6th?
That's what gets me. Like, if Trump had never run, so many lives would be completely different today.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
But his words are so fucking powerful to these people. They cling
even
on
though they're
everything
incoherent
and just factually wrong. And all you have to do is look at some other source and to know that what he's saying is he's feeding lies to you to fund his fucking war chest.
And they're incoherent. They don't make sense. And they hang on them. They just hang on those nonsensical fucking bullshit that flows from his fucking mouth. And I don't understand it.
Yeah, and now everything he says on Truth, which is why he called it Truth, they cling onto that, they repost it, and, you know, you got your Marjorie Taylor Greens, like, all these, and then Fox News, did you see their fucking headline? Their little Chyron, I think it's how it's pronounced, the Chyron, the little line on the bottom of the screen. Biden's FBI raids potential 2024 presidential nominee. So Fox News is also implicit in making this
until
message.
Until we shut down the propaganda source, until we shut down Fox News, I've said this for 20 years. I was in fucking middle school and I understood that Fox News was destroying the country. Until we shut the propaganda down and, like, pass laws that you can't lie on air, you can't knowingly lie, they took those laws away. That was the end of the country when they took those fucking laws
about... You know, at the CPAC, their little banner above the stage thing?
Yeah.
It said, "We are all domestic terrorists."
Did it really?
Yeah.
That was on this thing. Was that the one with Marjorie Taylor Greene attended and there was like a little MAGA guy in a fucking jail? Yep.
And then and then she said those don't exist, that it was all Antifa, but she's still with a MAGA guy in jail.
There's a
they're
picture
they're political
of it too.
Prisoners, okay? It was all Antifa. They don't deserve this. They are political prisoners.
Yeah, that was an embarrassing photo. Fucking producer Stephanie just reminded me that when they were they interviewed Trump. I don't know if I think it was Fox News interviewing Trump. Eric Trump, rather. And Eric Trump said, "Well, I think maybe in those boxes they found, you know, words where I said I was proud of him as president." And fucking Daily Show goes, "And maybe Trump was proud of me too." Like, it was the funniest fucking thing. Like, Eric Trump's in there trying to defend his father because he's like the one that's like been like outcast by Trump, right? Like, he's one that's been like kind of like shunned,
right,
in
right.
essence. He's like clinging on to, like, if I defend daddy, maybe daddy will like me.
Man, you know, it's fucking sad, but the Secession show and fucking nailed a lot of that shit.
The Secession show, what now?
Secession.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Well, they make a lot of fun at that type of shit between Rupert Murdoch and the Trumps and all of that kind of... That's a thing with all of those that they... They are family businesses, and it's just one fucking megalomaniacal person with a bunch of clones of himself that want to take over. It's by the same guy that brought us Don't Look Up, Adam McKay.
Okay.
So while it is a dunk on Republicans, it's also really centrist liberal. But it dunks on Republicans hard. It has a Culkin in it.
Okay. So I kind of want to circle back to something that you guys alluded to earlier, which is how Trump had strengthened the felony requirement for the...
Yeah, hilarious.
...the Presidential Records Act. I think he signed into law in 2018, making it like a felony for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then the next 2 years, tearing up documents that the staff had to retape to produce to the fucking National Archives. They found documents that he tried to flush down the toilets, which is why he was crying about the water pressure in the fucking toilet.
I love how he does crimes and then tweets about it.
Yeah. He can. I sent a tweet on our apostates. Whereas, like, his lawyers, when I started thinking about, like, all the things that are going on with Trump right now and how he's constantly embroiled in legal battles, that, God, his lawyers must fucking love him
they get
for all the crime he's doing.
From it, though.
I understand, but they're making so much. You gotta understand that, like, he's probably
sure
paying
they
a
make
fuck
money,
time.
But sometimes they lose so fucking hard that...
He does have idiot attorneys because, you know, a lot of these cases, you know, some of these people just don't fucking want, unless they're like, this is the last case I'll ever need to take, and then I won't have to work again, because I probably won't
Isn't
be able to work again.
Isn't he having a harder and harder time finding people who would take his cases?
I mean, I'm sure that's the case, and probably because there's so many of them, just like how there's so few teachers going around, like, there's so few attorneys willing to work with him, he has so many cases against him right now.
It's because he's as dumb as fucking Alex Jones.
No, he actually pleaded the fifth. Alex Jones can't keep it. I mean, he pleaded the fifth, but he can't keep his mouth shut.
I don't know who I'd say is dumber. I would say Trump is dumber than Alex Jones, honestly.
I think they're equally fucking dumb, really. I like.
Yeah, so he made this thing, you know, more of a felony. And then, like, they subpoenaed him in early spring. And at the time, retrieved 15 boxes of materials.
And now they have more.
And what Sam had alluded to, they did, a source familiar with this warrant did confirm that it was related to matters of national security.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a public area that he allows people to walk through the residence. Who knows who he let have access to? Like, oh, you want to see some top secret shit? Like, who knows what information could have been compromised based on him having the things that he should not have had. I mean, who just leaves the White House with 27 boxes of documents and potentially classified and top secret information relating to national security and then tout that you're America first? I can't.
So it's the agency, it's the Counterintelligence and Export Control section of the National Security Division that took out the warrant. And yeah, that is national security things. A lot of people are suspecting he was trying to sell weapon system information.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So the other thing that they came out against was that the magistrate judge that signed off on the warrant was Epstein linked. I think that was kind of confirmed that up to 2008, he was a prosecutor. The next day, he stopped and he did defend two or three of the people related to Epstein. But, and that's a thorn in my side. I will say that is a thorn in my side. But to the residents.
Every single person in our government is an evil piece of shit. What do you want?
Yeah.
But I will say, though, counter to that point, though, while he's a piece of shit for doing that, ever since then, he's been known as extremely meticulous and well liked by the county and the residents. So, you know, I don't think they went to someone who would just sign off on it just to sign off on it. If this was someone who was Epstein linked, that means they're probably Trump linked and probably Trump backer. But when you have, like, Merrick Garland will not listen. Merrick Garland would not, and something like something with this kind of gravity, go forth unless they have something that they can absolutely send him, because they're betting.
I think it's something.
Betting the future.
They're
betting the future.
Former president.
Yeah, it's a former president, but because of this, because this is unprecedented, he is literally betting the future of the Department of Justice on this. So
I think
doing
it's
so,
big. Like I said, he is selling government secrets to our enemies. I think it's that fucking big.
He's
a traitor, and every Trump supporter is a traitor, and every traitor deserves death, even though I hate this country. But those traitors deserve death.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think just having the documents, you know, because they subpoenaed again in June, and that's when they received them. I think just having them would not lead to the Department of Justice literally sending the FBI agents in plain clothing, very secretive. There was no media swarm. No one even knew. In fact, we would not know if had Trump not himself made that post on Truth. No one would have known, except for the lawyers, the Secret Service. This was done extremely secretively because how Merrick Garland wanted to keep
asked to come in, apparently, right?
I mean, they alerted the Secret Service that they were doing this.
From what I understand, they're like, hey, could we come in? And they were like, oh yeah, sure, by the way, we're taking everything. Wait, what?
And you know, they asked, I guess they had asked to gain access to the safe, because so there's apparently a mole inside Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which told them where to look and what they had.
Sweet, one person with a conscience, awesome.
And so they had asked to get into the safe, and I guess they're like, no, so they do what they did, and they just broke into it anyways, which is kind of funny. And which is hilarious about that, did you guys see the image? I sent you the video, but now there's this image circulating where someone for hours flew over Mar-a-Lago with a banner, a long banner that just says, ha, 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 and just flew around Mar-a-Lago. Fucking hilarious.
I did not hear about that.
It's great. I'll send you the video later. It's got an annoying audio backtrack that you just kind of mute, but it's funny.
All right, so I'm looking over at Telegram.
Oh.
For what they're saying on the Trump stuff. And one is, so the word is there was a mole who directed the FBI in the raid. Yeah. What do you think is the ultimate troll by the Troll King? What do you think, if this is what he was trying to say? Did Trump set them up and know about the mole the whole time?
Another he's so post, smart, he's playing 3D chess.
The other one is, the FBI and Justice Department are running a cover-up operation for Nancy Pelosi's involvement with January 6th. Everything else you've been told about that day has been a damn lie. And somebody responds to it, I'm a former FBI agent, and without a doubt, I believe this.
They have Q clearance.
I also believe that the FBI is no longer anything but an enforcement operation for the Democratic Party. Like, it's so fucking
yeah,
ridiculous.
Except that the director, Christopher Wray, I believe is his name, was appointed by Trump in 2017.
We have never in the history of this country had a Democratic leader of the FBI. Like, it has always been Republican.
And this the same guy that Trump appointed after he fired James Comey, because James Comey is like, we're looking into the Russia thing. And he's like, well, don't do that. And James Comey's like, well, I'm doing it. So he fired him and put this other guy in. That's the guy he put up. That's that FBI director is involved. And now they're like six layers deep and thinking like Trump is like 5D chessing everything.
5D. Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand the level of like the depths of
they
the
are
gymnastics.
Not thinking these people. They are not fucking people. These are not people. People have their own thoughts. These people are tools of fascism.
There's going to be a trial. Or there could be a trial at some point with all of the evidence on display in front of them, and they will still see something that we do not see.
Well, or they won't watch it, because we know from the January 6th hearings, which is essentially a trial of sorts, in so much as where they are presenting the evidence, they're examining, they are having witness testimony. They're not paying attention to that either.
Look at the Chauvin trial, the the McMichaels trial, where that was fucking cold-blooded murder, but there are still people saying, no, it wasn't.
There are still people. We're still going to get into Alex Jones, but when I read the article in WBR to see how many people were supporting the defamation award damages, there were still people within those ranks who still think that Sandy Hook was a false flag operation. It did not happen.
It doesn't matter what evidence they get.
I can't.
It doesn't. You can put anything in front of them.
Misinformation is the most dangerous thing on this fucking planet, except for rain.
We'll get into that next. Misinformation is a part of that, because that was buried. I'm the only one that saw that. World-ending news.
Hold on. Let's wrap up Alex Jones real quick, though. So right after we recorded, the next day, they handed down the punitive damages, $45.2 million awarded there, and damages that Alex Jones must pay.
That may get dropped down to $150,000.
$1.5 million. They're charging. Here's my take on that, and what the Bankston's attorney thinks, that because there's charges against not only him, but his company Free Speech Systems, and there are three cases, that's $750,000 times six, so $4.5 million is what they're expecting. And I want to talk about this real quick and why I think this is a stupid-ass law from Texas. Texas law caps punitive damages for non-economic cases, where there's no economic damages, rather, to $750,000. Now, why is that? Why can we not punish a company? And I think it's because of capitalist fucking values in Texas.
Woo, capitalism.
You can't punish a company that intentionally creates a product that harms or damages people more than $750,000, unless there's an economic, like, you know, they lost, you know, a company $200 million. But like I'm thinking about the McDonald's situation, where they intentionally had coffee so hot that it almost infused a woman's labia, and she sued and got punitive damages essentially worth to one day's cup of coffee sales. That was millions and millions of dollars. I can't imagine a law in Texas that would cap major corporations' punitive damages for non-economic losses.
I could imagine it.
To $750,000. There's no incentive. They could be like, well, we will actually make more by not replacing these parts, or we'll lose more replacing these parts than face punitive damages of $750,000. Now, that doesn't go towards compensatory damages, which it broke right before we recorded, so we knew they got like $4.2 million. But even then, I hope that's still enough to bankrupt Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems.
He's got three other cases.
There's three other cases that were delayed now because of his fucking bankruptcy court filing. But now it came out that, January 6th has his text messages, right?
Mm-hmm. There's J6 committee. His ex-wife is seeking them for the custody case that she has going on with them. Those text messages are moving.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Bankston's, their attorney, the parents' attorney, Bankston, confirmed within there that they actually had to delete, they had medical records on people. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
They actually had medical records that Bankston had to delete because just being in possession of that, he had to delete. That is a major HIPAA violation of why having a treasure trove of medical records.
Well, the whole thing is, how did he have those?
And unfortunately, that stuff was deleted, but I mean, necessarily so. You know, Bankston shouldn't have had those either, so he deleted his records. But his attorney, Jones' attorney who sent it, he still has that data. Just because Bankston deleted it on his end, that is fucked up.
And just the act of sending them to Bankston, Reynolds may get malpractice just for that. He could because of the sending the file anyway, but just the medical records in there is enough for him to face consequences. So,
and the last thing I have on that is the most one of the most disgusting bits is that Alex Jones apparently sent a intimate / nude pic of his wife to fucking Roger Stone. Fucking first, that's gross. I know she's embattled in a legal custody, whereas she may live in a state where she, you know, there's laws against that. There's laws against sending, you know, without consent, those kind of images. Mm-hmm. But she did come out and say that she has, you know, she's like, she's disgusted by it. She didn't know about it. Like, she did not give consent to do this. But she's not pursuing it because she has bigger things to deal with. All right, Sam, the world's ending. What about it?
So, latest in the end of the fucking world prelude to the apocalypse, 100% of rain is toxic and will cause cancer in every living animal. There is a reason you haven't seen this, and it's because it is non-reversible.
I'm going to try to say this, but I'm going to butcher the actual name of the chemical. It's polyfluoral alkyl, or PFAS, and it can be found in
that's
rainwater.
Usually what
from,
it's called.
Do I know?
It's usually called the latter.
Yeah, PFAS. I'm a science nerd. I want to say that. For our science listeners,
I just call it Teflon.
So, yeah, over the past 20 years, PFAS chemicals have been kind of phased out, but they're forever chemicals. What they put out, like, they've been kind of phased out, but what they did put out, and you kind of, I didn't hear about this, Sam, you're right. This did not make it to my radar.
I had to tell everyone about this. If you have not seen the movie Dark Water with Mark Ruffalo, go see it. It's a great movie about this problem. It explains it well, and the lawyer that found out about this is still to this day trying to hold DuPont. That's right. DuPont Chemicals ended the fucking world and has given millions and millions, and now everything on the planet, cancer. They created you want to pick up?
Yeah, the problem is that according to the Environmental Protective Agency, in June of 22 released a study that according to this article, the PFAO levels in rainwater all over the world now exceed the safe threshold indicated in the new EPA recommendations. And it's basically what they said is it's irreversible.
Yeah.
It is irreversible. These are forever chemicals.
So if everyone doesn't know what this is the company DuPont made a chemical for Teflon, which they put on pots and pans and boats and a few other things. So they created a chemical that was not found in nature. And it does not have a half-life. It does not decay in any sort of way. Like, this chemical is literally going to outlive the universe because of humans. But when it's ingested, it gets stopped in your body. It can't be passed by your body, and your body will cause cancer around the particles.
From what I understand, it is a cancer-inducing. It is a cancer-inducing agent.
It's linked to liver cancer.
Your body can't process it, and you will get cancer. So it's in 100% of rainwater.
Yeah,
and there's no way to turn this back.
No, there is. Unfortunately, they basically said this is practically irreversible. Even if they limit its use right now, which
DuPont's been sued to hell, right? They're not a company anymore, right? Like they're not continuing to live for destroying the entire fucking world and civilization. They've been held accountable, right? Right?
Yeah. No, right? Yeah. Probably. I don't think I've heard about that. Yeah, it's rendering rainwater unsafe to drink across the world. That also means that it's going to affect our current reservoirs, right? Because how do reservoirs get replenished? Right?
Well, I mean, no, it impacts everything. Like, yeah.
Wildlife, plant life.
What needs water? Everything on the fucking planet. Like, so a lot of the ways, watch that fucking movie. If cows get it, like cows, it was killing off wildlife first. Like, this can kill off our sources of food, period.
Well, not only that, but if it's, you know, if it does contaminate their bloodstream, it's a forever chemical, it doesn't go away, then that can, you know, get passed through the food that we buy.
This affects everything on Earth. This is a world, I mean, it's not going to, it will cause cancer in everything that lives for the rest of the time. That's basically it. But, you know, the good news is that when the sun explodes billions of years from now, these forever chemicals will continue to float around the universe for the rest of time. Wow, humanity sure has left a mark on infinity. Isn't that amazing?
I am ultimately surprised, though, that as much of a news whore I am and as much I kind of peruse articles, this never kind of came across
my desk.
That's
my point. The reason you're not hearing about this is because there's nothing that can be done. Like, what are you going to do? Stop drinking water? Like,
so, all this is because of Teflon?
Yes.
Also, much because this chemical used, I think, within the production of that.
Teflon is ultimately going to have these devastating, long-lasting effects.
On the entire world, yeah.
Yeah, and they call Trump Teflon Dan.
Okay. I see what you did there.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what's going on now. This I kind of misspoke earlier. The PFOA is an acid produced within a substance of the PFAS class. A lot of sciencey shit, but basically, it is an acid. Cancer causing.
I just call it Teflon. It's tough.
It is a cancer, but it is a cancer causing or known to be a cancer causing. Now, is everyone going to get cancer by drinking a glass of water tomorrow? Probably not.
But you'll have a chance of it.
But these levels aren't going to dissipate, and according to the EPA in this recent study, drinking, you know, rainwater is unsafe to drink. And I never thought it'd be a phrase I'd say out of my fucking mouth, is that we have unsafe rainwater.
100% around the world. And it's all thanks to DuPont Chemical. We have one specific source that ended the world.
All right, before we wrap up, our ACAB of the week.
Our ACAB may not really be an ACAB. There's not a whole lot of information
it may turn
out.
Into an ACAB. I think the assumptions is the ACAB.
So this happened in Los Angeles a couple days ago. The body of an unidentified person was found hanging in a tree near like the merry-go-round of a park while on fire.
Yeah, the police discovered it while the body was still on fire at 12:30 p.m. Hanging from a tree on fire.
12:30 p.m.
In the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day, next to a playground. And they're saying it was likely a suicide.
Sewer slide. They found no signs of foul play. I'm not sure how you could determine that if the body has been burnt initially. Without a coroner.
They said
they walked up to a body hung and burning. They're like, "Yep, looks like a sewer slide to me."
The LAPD detective Michael Ventura said it appears to be self-immolation. This is going to be someone who brought some gasoline, brought some lighters. They are rare, but we have had cases where people will self-immolate. or they choose to set themselves on fire while fucking hanging. While fucking hanging.
And they set this up. They set the rope up, they brought the gasoline, and they didn't even live stream it.
Look, like, it is pretty weird. It was in the middle of the day in a park. How could you... I couldn't even do that in a Knoxville park without someone being like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right! That's this is LA. Like, how did nobody see anything?
I got nothing on this. This is very bizarre. This is very bizarre.
I'm bringing it to ACAB because the cops are like, looks like a sewer slide to me. Seems like an ACAB.
Just walk up. Sewer slide for sure. Like you would have to, I think, suspect foul play and work backwards.
If I saw that, my first assumption was we need to investigate this. This may be a hate crime, not sewer slide. Definitely a sewer slide.
Yeah, how are you going to determine it? Because they've released this. They've released their determination without the coroner's investigation or report.
If it was just because the hanging,
let me clear that, because there's going to be, you know, stress and from fight marks that were charred from the burning that the cops won't see or know to look at. There could be, you know, anything that just shows that there was a struggle because of the fire would not be immediately
still
available.
Burning when the cops get.
So I'm saying maybe don't just say appears to be a sewer slide when you don't have in a coroner who knows what they're fucking looking for, who knows how bodies are affected by certain blunt force traumas or things like that. You know, those will be affected by charred and burned skin. You know, a lot of the stuff won't be visible. So, but to just initially write it off,
because fire is often used to hide evidence.
Oh yeah, that's why they burn the fetus.
Right. If it was just somebody hanging, that could go 50-50. Like it could likely be suicide. If it was just somebody on fire. Yeah,
less
for
likely,
some
though,
reason,
less likely, but still could be sewer slide.
People do it.
It's more of a
I've
Japanese
heard
or
of
Asian
it before,
thing. It
right?
Happen as much over here,
but
it's kind of cultural
to have them both happen. Just doesn't seem
should raise some suspicion there, you know?
Right? Like
this is one of the most bizarre. We're speculating here. They can come out and be like the coroner found no evidence, and
he wanted to be really dead.
Yeah, it could have been one of those. Maybe I don't want to be able to stop, drop, and roll sort of things. Like, I can see someone going to an extreme lengths to suicide themselves in such a manner.
As I said before,
death
if
by
this
fire
was...
is actually a pretty common suicide method in Japan. But they have a different culture over there.
As I said, it would be a drama queen suicide.
Yeah.
Pushing it as far as you can. And
But all the information about this person has been unidentified, I guess, has not been yet
determined. Yeah, I don't even know if he was a person of color. We don't even know that.
No, age, identity, gender, they could be Asian. They could, we at the time, because of the extensive damage of the fire, we don't know. But I think it's a little weird, like you said, Sam, to just walk up to a hanging, burning body. Yep. Sewer slide. All right, guys. Well, on that somber note, we're going to wrap things up for episode 77 on Apostates on the Fringe. Thank you guys again for joining us this week. As always, you can check us out on social media. I'm trying to be more active on Twitter because if I don't, Sam will get mad at me. If you like links to the articles or to contact the show or get past episodes, head on over to apostatepod.com. The same show notes I wrote up for the articles are posted to also Patreon and within your podcast feed as well. So the articles, for if you want to see anything that we've talked about, those will be in those show notes and available to you when the show does release. Please share out the show everywhere you can, leaving us a 5-star review, and we will see you all next week.
Just fuck it all.
Yeah, it's done.
Fuck Glenn Jacobs and DuPont. Thank you all very much.
Views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.